Don't You Ever Tame Your Demons. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, teen. Relationship, Kix, Mace Windu. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence. Sith Empire. Sith by Technicality. Angst. And Sith Kix. This planet, Mace says quietly, is not a place that was meant for you. Kix doesn't move from where he's sitting, just watches the shadows shift and shiver as the trees stir around them. There's no wind, just the steady rumble of thunder above them, the flickers of lightning and the hiss of leaves and stems and branches moving on their own. Bending away from the violet glow of Mace's lightsaber, the muddy hem of his robes. I think it suits me just fine, Kix says. And it's soft because he doesn't need to shout. There are better ways of being angry right now. Mace doesn't move, doesn't try to advance. Kix is glad because he doesn't want to hurt anyone. Doesn't want to hurt a real Jedi, but he's also not going to let Mace stop him. He won't go back and he won't stop and he won't let anyone else die, no matter what he has to do to make sure of it. In the ruins of the old palace around them, there's a rustle, a shiver that seems to pass through everything. Kix closes his eyes, breathes until it's under control, and then looks up. Mace is still precisely where he was, still watching. And as Kix stares at him, he deactivates his lightsaber, very deliberately clips it to his belt. Kix, he says, and Kix laughs raw in his throat. He hasn't been crying, not since Umbra, but it still feels like he has been. Like if he takes one wrong step, he's going to shake himself apart. In the shadows, light catches on armor. Waxer's stasis pod half buried in the overgrown greenery. He's safe. They're all safe now. And Kix just needs to bring the rest of his brothers here before any more of them can die. You're going to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing, Kix says. Ragged, and meets Mace's dark eyes as lightning cracks the sky above them. He curls his fingers tighter around the hilt of the sword that called him here, the one he's been seeing in his dreams for years, and the spirit in it wants to devour him. But Kix is stronger than that. Kix is the one in control, and Dooku is already dead, and Sidious is going to follow. Kix knows. The Sith Emperor bowed to him, and that means it's Kix's throne now. He won't let his brothers go, won't let them die for nothing. Whatever power it takes to fix things, Kix will wrap both hands around it and never let go. I was going to attempt it, yes, Mace says, and finally moves. He takes a few steps forward, right into the center of the clearing. And looks up at Kix. Amidst the rubble of the collapsed palace, he's a shadow, a ghost. You're wrong, Kix says, quiet, and pushes up from the throne, dragging the Emperor's sword, his sword, free from its sheath. I know exactly what I'm doing, and I hate it, but I'm still going to do it, because whatever I have to do to save all the clones and all the Jedi is worth it. Mace goes very, very still in the darkness. Kix smiles, bitter. It's for you, too, he says, and comes to a halt just a foot away from Mace, watching him. His fingers are so tight around the hilt of the sword that the metal almost cuts into his palm, and he can see the future, the past, every part of the present all at once. You're going to die. You especially, Mace. The Sith Lord was going to kill you personally.
Kix, Mace says quietly. Even if that is the future, this isn't the way to correct it.
It's my way, Kix says, and he steps forward, closes the last few inches between them, and curls his free hand in the front of Mace's robes. I'm not going to let you leave, he says, fact rather than warning. You're here now, and Dromund Kaas is safe.
This was once the heart of the Sith Empire, Mace says,
and the lift of one brow, that dry edge to his voice, it makes Kix laugh. The first time he's laughed in months. It's the heart of my Sith Empire, he says, and tightens his grip on soft tan cloth. I know I can't make you fall. I know I can't make you feel anything for me that you don't want to, but I won't let you die either. Mace breathes out, closes his eyes. There's a weight on him. Kix knows that, and he wants to take it off. To put Mace somewhere that nothing can ever hurt him again or strip him down to bare exhaustion. Impractical, but Kix wants it. He wants it so badly he's going to make it come true.
Jesse is planning to shoot me if I try to convince you to give this up, Mace says without looking up.
I'll fix you afterwards, Kix promises. He doesn't mention that Tup is also waiting in the shadows by the edge of the throne room, because Mace doubtless already knows. And it's fine. Gray is going to bring Deppa and Caleb soon, and Bly and Ayla are almost here. We're going to keep you safe.
And conquer the galaxy, Mace says evenly.
Kix smiles at him, a little crooked. Are you going to tell me that the clones don't have the right to our pound of flesh? He asks. This whole war, we've been dying for the Republic, but the Chancellor is the one who's controlling both sides. He's the reason we're dying. Him and the senators and everyone who enabled him. How many millions of us have to get murdered before it's enough, Mace? Stone cracks and thunder rumbles. Kix takes a breath, dragging his fury back, controlling himself. Bottling the anger back up. It's not aimed at Mace. This isn't the Jedi's fault. They don't want to fight. They didn't commission the clones. They didn't have any part in the control chips. They're victims in this. And they're intended to be victims. Kix saw it. They put control chips in our heads, he says, soft. And Mace's eyes meet his own. Hold. There's a dawning realization in them, something grim and dark and vast. They were going to take everything away from us, even our names. I don't care what I have to do to stop that, and I won't let anyone keep me from doing it, even the Jedi. When he reaches out, wraps a hand around the lightsaber hilt on Mace's belt, Mace doesn't pull away. Doesn't even try to protest. Kix was on Geonosis, remembers him in the arena. He could have killed Dooku in that moment, but he didn't.
When Kix asked him about it, one long, dark night, spent together on an ungrateful planet that saw the clones as nothing but meat sack droids and expendable human shields, Mace had said that he had been weak, that he'd chosen to target Jango because Dooku was an old friend, that he'd had a moment where he'd wavered, didn't do the right thing, because he was only mortal, valuable, sentimental. Kix knows how Mace sees the clones. He knows Mace's weaknesses. He knows he's one of them. Any clone would be, given Mace's feelings about their service and their deaths and the injustice of it. But Kix likes to think that he's more of a weakness than most. He leans up on his toes, pulls. Mace lets out a low, rough breath, but he bends to it. Gives in, gives way. There's no protest as Kix pulls the lightsaber from his belt, as Kix presses their mouths together and kisses him sweetly, softly, temptingly. Mace won't fall. Kix knows that. But he might waver, and that's all Kix needs. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.